Greeting, Earthlings. We have now taken over your radio.
Help the South Shore Radio.
And here we are, but not once again, because I'm not about that. It's time for the Mouth of the South Shore radio show right here on the Wrestling Perspective Network, hosted by Blog Talk Radio. And boy, oh boy, do we have an incredible, spicy, going to be awkward at times show for you tonight. You'll notice that the Mouth of the South Shore Cordova is not here, but that's because he's seeing a comedy act 25 years old this evening. He's seeing Adam Sandler for no reason. And it's so good to be back on air because I am the Crab, and you've got to be wondering, Crab can't talk by himself for an hour, so who's he going to talk with? I brought two buddies with me, the likes of which you've never heard before. They're in one of my fantasy football leagues. We've talked about them before. It's Jared and George. Jared and George, how are you gentlemen doing this evening?
Doing well. How are you?
You don't care how I'm doing. George, how are you doing?
I'd be doing better if Jared had not shown up last fucking minute like he always does.
Yeah, what's up with that? You showed up literally, and I say I'm not exaggerating, 6 seconds before we went on air. What's up with that?
Fashionably late. What can I say? Let's get to work. Let's do
There's
it.
There's literally nothing about you that's fashionable. But if you want to get in on the conversation, all you got to do is pick up a phone, 714-694-4126, to get all up in and around the conversation. And something that can help you get all up in and around things is our sponsor, BlueChew.com. The Wrestling Perspective Network is brought to you by BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. BlueChew.com brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code WPP. That's WPP. Just pay the $5 shipping. Once again, that's BlueChew.com. And that's how you stuff that in there. Also brought to you by BlueChew.com. And boys, we have a lot to talk about today. A lot to talk about today. I'm glad you, thank you for getting in on that.
Wait, hold on.
I appreciate it.
Hold on. I got to be the one to point. Did you just say pee-pee?
It was prefaced by a W, so it wasn't necessarily all pee-pee. It was
so
like 67% pee-pee with a W in there. It's like lipstick without the W.
So here, I'll give you, I'm only 67% man. Okay, I get that. I understand it.
Okay. I appreciate it. That's all I can do for you. But we're gonna get to some stomping grounds. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of things having to do with wrestling. But tonight's an important night in the history of the New York Knicks, because finally, the Knicks have a superstar player, but not named Zion Williamson. The Knicks, with the third overall pick in tonight's NBA draft, selected R.J. Barrett out of Duke. Jared, do you know anything about R.J. Barrett?
I know that he was coming into the season, he was rumored to be the number one pick until Zion kind of took off. So I'm very happy. You know, a lot of Knicks fans were kind
wait,
of...
Wait, hold on. I don't mean to cut you off. In fact, I sure. kind of do. But we have a Baron right. Corbin sympathizer on the line, which is mind-blowing.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, right, Private anyway. Pindell, where are you at?
It's Besselus Pindell.
Oh, my mistake.
So I do apologize for being a little late, but I had to take care of some stuff. You know, world's coming to an end.
No
big deal.
You didn't miss anything. We
thank
spilled
you for
some
your
penis
service,
pills.
By the way.
Yeah, thank you very
Leave
much
Barrett
for your service.
Alone.
All we did
thank
was
you.
Spill some penis pills and talk about R.J. Barrett. That's it. That's all we got done so far.
You
so
missed
really
nothing.
Didn't miss much of anything.
Okay, continue, Ben. I'm all
in. Well, we're talking about R.J. Barrett and how the Knicks actually didn't mess this draft up so far this year. They're trying to trade back into the end of the first to get Bol Bol. but because Jared didn't really offer us anything, do you know anything about RJ Barrett?
So here's the thing. So I watched a little bit of Duke this season. When we're talking about all-around players, I think RJ Barrett is – I think RJ Barrett's that guy. If you have to compare the two, Zion is a freak. He's an absolute
Zion.
Listen,
maybe it's because I'm wearing a Knicks jersey right now. I'm wearing a Knicks jersey right now, but you know, I feel like Zion Williams is not going to live up to the white suit. He's not going to live up to the white suit. He's not going to live up to the white shirt. The white shirt.
No,
it's a bold statement. Now, what I don't want happening here is I don't want, you know, to me it's poetic. You know, who went number three on the draft where LeBron James got picked, where he was that white suit? Who went number three? Do you know Sergeant Pindell?
That would be Carmelo Anthony. Good sir.
Carmelo Anthony. Somebody, what was his number? Number seven.
Carmelo?
I mean, when he was
with
the Nuggets, so he was 15 when he
15.
Got drafted.
No, I needed to be. We're talking about the Knicks here. We're talking about the Knicks. We're not talking about Nuggets.
Oh, yeah,
we're smoking Nuggets, but we're not talking about Nuggets.
Okay, he wore 7. He wore 7.
You did.
He wore 7.
I say give RJ Barrett number 7. Let's get this right.
Hold on.
You know what? I agree. That would be the ultimate slap in the face to Carmelo Anthony. That guy did nothing for the Knicks. Jeremy Lin has a title. Amon Shumpert has a title. David Lee has a title. Well, like they all have titles except for Carmelo Anthony. The guy was useless to us.
Hold on.
I lived through insanity. Carmelo Anthony ended insanity. I want RJ Barrett's sanity. That didn't come out good. I'll come up with something better for that. But let's call it what it is. Zion, love him. Great, charismatic. Seems like a nice dude. But it's a certain guy who plays for Detroit. I think that's a ceiling. Somebody help me out here. I can't even remember his name because that's how much he sucks. He's 12 seasons in. He used to play for the Clippers.
Oh, you're talking about
Can't
Mr.
remember
Blake
his name. Is that him? Is that him? Is that who we're talking about here? Because I can't remember his name. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Hold
but Adam, you were going to say
George is just out here disrespecting everybody tonight. Jeez.
Hold on. I can't agree with George Moore. I think, like I said, Zion's a freak of nature. He's a fantastic athlete. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, let's talk about it. You know, like we're in a shooting league. Like, the man, like, he needs some development in that area. I mean, I saw some craziness the other day where, like, even bad teams are shooting threes at an obscure rate, abnormal rate, and you just got to shoot. Even if you're not making them, you have to shoot. So I agree with George, man.
What do you mean even if you're not making them? If you're not making them, then you shouldn't be shooting them. What are you saying?
But the tempo of the game is so much. Like, you would not think Golden State is one of the most efficient defensive teams in the league because the other team also always scores like 90s. But they score 100 and something. The tempo of the game is so nuts. Now,
You and I have a friend, Sergeant Pindell. His name is Corey. He's laughing at you right now. I want you to know that. He's laughing at you.
I don't think he's talking about
it. I don't think Corey's listening to laugh.
Yo, you know what? Get Corey on the phone. Tell Corey to call in. Let's say it to his face.
Corey is on his honeymoon right now in California.
Yo, no.
Call
Corey, yo, no. Corey went to Legoland today. You don't go to Legoland on a honeymoon. Say it to his face. But I do want to touch on Zion Williamson not living up to his potential. Because I also agree with you. But I'm going to tie it to wrestling. Who is the Zion Williamson of the WWE right now? Because there's a ton of people on that roster who just aren't living up to their proper potential right now.
Oof.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay out of this, the first part of this, because I know it's coming. And I'm
going to No. That implies that person has potential to begin with. He doesn't. We're not talking about him yet.
Okay.
Anybody feel free to jump in. Who is the Zion Williamson of the WWE?
Can we include NXT, even though that's a
great
stuff?
Yeah, of course you can. No. WWE encompasses the entire – every brand. NXT, NXT UK, SmackDown, Raw, you name it, it's there.
Okay. I personally I watched this week. I've been on, like, an anti-WWE thing since the whole Brock Lesnar thing. It's annoying. However,
of course.
I will say – watching recently, and I'm like, yo, what are they doing with Elias? Like, I can't get over it. It's killing me inside. He's got potential. He's talented. I think he needs, I don't think he's living up to that potential. But then again, I don't think he's getting that opportunity to live up to that potential.
He's not a worker. He can't work at the rate that everybody else can work. The guy can sing, yeah, but the Rock did that for 3 years. But that's not what got him over. He's doing his job. And you got to admit, the opening segment of Monday Night Raw with them fun this week for the first time in a long time, I actually enjoyed it. It seemed like every time he regained his composure, he would get knocked back down. But he's living up to his potential. His potential is someone who comes, he gathers heat, and then he gets beat down. That's what he's been doing for the last 2 years. That's what he does now. The same way that Wyatt came in, cut promos about how he was going to take people under, and then he got taken under for years. That was what he was doing. Now, I will say that the real person here, and Krav, I like to think of our league and our WhatsApp chat of the league as the NXT of the world, and now this podcast as the WWE. So I hope you don't VKM me and cut my wings.
I'm not VKMing anybody just yet. I called you guys up. You guys are fine. I'm not trying to bury you. I'm trying to put you over.
I love it. I love it.
I'm not trying to put you up, man. All right, wait. So, George, where are you going with this?
I don't think he's the one being wasted. If we're going to talk about it, he's not the one being wasted. I mean, we could talk about it. You're asking me for a name when I should be giving you a list. How many people have come up? Let's just go through the list of the people that have held the belt. How many people have held the belt, the old school gold belt, the new belt, that are nowhere near that level on the next, that are not over, that have been completely decimated? Would you buy a Sami Zayn as a clear contender or a legitimate contender nowadays? Would you?
So can I say something? You're not
absolutely
answering the question. You're not answering the question, though. He
what
asked
is the question?
Who's not living up to the potential? And I said Elias because I don't think he's giving the opportunity. You're saying, like, oh, my God, Sami Zayn's terrible. Like, Elias is doing his job. Like, bro, he's so much more. Like, Sami Zayn, blah, blah, blah. That's the only name you mentioned. I'm sorry. But the question is, who's not living up to the potential?
Elias,
because
like,
I have
Elias
somebody
looks
in mind that none of you guys have said so far, and we have an acquaintance, I refuse to call this man a friend, who would drop kick me in the shingles when I say his name. But I don't think Drew McIntyre is living up to the hype. But, Jared, you say what you wanted to say.
Yeah, you mean Elias XL? Yeah, I agree.
But Jared, please continue with your thought.
That was Adam.
Oh. Not everybody sounds the same, I promise. So, yeah, Drew McIntyre is not living up to his potential. There, I said it. How about that? I will tell you why in great detail. He's turned into Shane McMahon's lackey, right? I'm not envisioning that. Shane McMahon is the biggest heel on the roster right now. He's bigger than Owens. He's bigger than Zayn. He's bigger than Ziggler, which is something we could talk about all together. I could talk about how Ziggler sucks for hours and hours and hours on end. Adam, I'm sorry to say this. He's a bigger heel than Baron Corbin. He's a bigger heel than Drew McIntyre. And when Drew McIntyre came up from NXT, do you remember the hype that was around him? The dude came up looking like a million bucks with Ziggler. Looked incredible, turned on Ziggler, and that should have been the turning point for him to be the top heel in the company. And instead, we have another McMahon as the top heel. in the company. I think it should be McIntyre. Dude's got the look. He can talk. He looks like a legitimate badass. And Captain Colitis on the other side of the bridge agrees with me.
Oh, my God.
But he doesn't know. He doesn't know. He doesn't know that his boy is being misused completely. He doesn't get it.
Listen.
Why? Why is this a thing? Hashtag Captain
Colitis.
I mean,
I don't think it's
ahead,
a
Jay.
Problem. I don't think it's just McIntyre, but I think that a lot of these guys who are coming up from NXT, there's so much talent on the main roster. It's just all these guys, they don't know what to do with.
So leave them in NXT.
I agree.
Agreed.
There are
agreed.
So many
you have
people
guys like
right
the,
now that need it. There are so many people that need to stay in NXT. Like I went to Takeover NXT Takeover New York, and Ricochet and Aleister Black against the Viking Raiders. It was such an emotional moment live because you knew that Ricochet and Aleister Black, that was their last match on NXT. The Viking Raiders draped the titles on the mat of the ring. They bowed to them, and then what happened two weeks later. They were on the main roster themselves, and now they're just another team in the fray, are they not?
They haven't had a match on Raw in about a month and a half, and their first experience on TV was on main event this past week.
Right.
They were on main event this past week.
Right, and there are just so many people. Like, you've got EC3, you've got Drew McIntyre, if you want to make that case. I'm also scared for Velveteen Dream to go to the main roster because I'm a huge Velveteen Dream fan, and I don't know. And
black?
He wants to be called
Tell
up.
Tell the truth, Jared. Is it because he's black? Are you a fan of Dream because he's black?
George, how does it feel to be outnumbered 3-1 tonight?
Oh, I forgot. I'm dealing with black crowd. You're right about that. You're opening a can of worms. I'm gonna say something. And I want our friend Sergeant Pindell to hear it out. It's not the talent. It's the lack of anything. Any motivation is the lack of. And you know, it's funny. You use the word lackey because there's really lackey of everything when it comes to character building, having a story for everybody. What is the conflict? There's no conflict. What do I sit there and what do I watch? Random events happening together that they're not going to lead anywhere. And it's a bigger criticism of what the product, and I'm a casual fan. I'm going to put it out there. I'm a casual fan. I don't even like calling it the product. Some people call it the product. I don't like calling it that. I like calling it the show. It's a show.
You're who they cater to.
But.
They're not, though.
But they're not, because I'm telling you right now, there's no character development, So Drew McIntyre, what's he got? Quad? An accent? He's a little bigger than Rollins? That's the problem. You have Rollins, Elias, and McIntyre that you put in a lineup about who robbed Jared out of his fantasy football championship. You wouldn't be able to pick who it was because they all look the same. So
you're a real heel right now. You are a real heel.
You know, it's okay. Everybody needs a heel. We have a heel in our league. WWE has Shane McMahon. We have George. Big three right there.
I like it.
That's it.
JKM, that's my new nickname.
Oh my God!
No, I mean, crap. If we're gonna talk about who's not living up to the potential, the entire roster, the production value that they have nowadays, just there's no edginess to it. There's no flavor to it. Nothing that happened last week leads to anything this week. It's our entire card, and we'll touch on this later. Like you said, the entire card that we're going to discuss in the second half of the show, we could really just talk about the match that they just had 2 weeks ago. And cover 30 minutes, but that's the problem. We're being fed something that it's repetitive, it's monotonous, it's not. I'm going on mute. I'm done. I'm upset now.
I didn't mean to upset you.
Everybody apologize to George. We offended his snowflake.
Negative.
Ears.
Negative.
Well, I will never apologize to George.
Hashtag negative. Apologize. But hashtag pay.
Hashtag 45 minutes.
Hashtag bars. Bye, hashtag Jared. Pudding. Hashtag lipstick.
Seriously, could it be like, and I know this is the case, could it be just flat out like the entire roster is just oversaturated with like talent? Like,
that's what it is.
They don't know how to use, they have no idea how to use, like, I'd say 85% of those guys. Like, how long does it take to get Seth Rollins, like, the Universal title back? Like, I mean, it was, don't get me wrong, they did great things with Seth Rollins, especially that Dolph Ziggler, Seth Rollins, Intercontinental title feud. That was fantastic stuff. Those two cannot have a bad match together. It's impossible. I don't know what it is, but it's ridiculous. But, like, Seth Rollins was super hot for a long time, and we're just seeing him at WrestleMania put that Universal title around his waist. Like, I get it. Maybe it's the whole Roman Reigns thing. Like, we got to bump Roman. He's our guy. But, like,
And I wanted to sort of piggyback on that. That's why I think Shane McMahon is the top heel in the company right now, because he's the one in the program with Roman. I know he and Drew have a match later on this week at the pay-per-view. They just had a match at WrestleMania that lasted, you know, longer than Jarrett. It didn't last long at all. And now we need to watch this again about a month later, just as another proxy for this. Like, so we could forward this Shane-Roman Reigns feud. It sucks.
Was that a Blue Chew crap? Was that a Blue Chew plug? Did you just do that? Did you just
plug
it?
I didn't say it. I didn't say it.
You're such a heel right now. Such a heel. I feel like George is Corey Graves. I'm like Michael Cole. And Jared is Beth Phoenix right now. That's what's happening.
Wow!
Why
do I have to be Beth Phoenix?
I would say we have Jack Osuna.
I thought you were going to say Jackson at least.
No. See,
you don't
think,
go through the
I
gym
think our Sergeant Pindell is our very own resident R-Truth, but that's okay.
Whatever. I'll take that 24/7 European Championship. It's right up my knee.
Yeah, but you just got rolled up by Drake Maverick.
You have to get it from Drake Maverick, who was on the
whatever. He's getting married.
Fitness
he's not
today on Twitter.
He's not ready.
That stuff
he's
is actually
married.
Really entertaining. It's some of the best stuff they do every week.
I have to tell you, between the 24/7 championship and the two best things that the main roster, in my opinion, has going, is the 24/7 championship. All of that stuff has been fantastic, and Firefly Funhouse. Those are the only two interesting things right now, in my opinion, on the main roster.
I agree, and I will be the first person to tell you, I had very low hopes for the 24/7 title. I said, this is a terrible gimmick. It's terrible. It's way too gimmicky. Like,
looks like one of those old Motown records or something.
Yeah, and it's like, yo, I can't get behind this. And then after watching, like, R-Truth is doing his thing. Like, I feel like that title was made for R-Truth. And I'm like, you know, this is fantastic stuff. Like, this, it's fantastic stuff. Corey Graves,
do you think R-Truth is banging Carmella 24/7?
Oh, here we go. Exactly. That's what I was expecting.
I'm asking a question. Do you think he's banging Carmella 24/7?
Isn't this PG?
I mean, he said the word banging. Like that. The word banging can imply hitting her with a hammer. We don't condone domestic violence here on the Mouth of the South Shore Radio Show. Well, banging could be, you know, like building blocks together. Like, it's okay. Things happen.
For all the Carmella fans out there, I'm very sorry.
Are we PG? Is this PG?
I like it.
It's a little PG, but it's okay. Don't worry about it. We're moving onward and upward and forward, and we're gonna get into the stomping ground stuff right now. And because we have Adam here, and I don't know how long we'll have him, we're gonna start out with his man, because we know whose man this is, Jared. We got Let's the Constable, Baron Corbin, Constable. With a special guest referee of his choosing, by the way, fighting for the WWE Universal Championship. And
my
Seth
man.
Freaking Rollins. I know he's your man. That's why we're going over this. I want you to Don King the crap out of Baron Corbin for me right now.
Listen, hold on. Let me tell you something. You said Shane McMahon's the biggest heel in the company? You're wrong. You know what? As much as people hate Shane McMahon and hate this
well,
push
Kravitz,
he's getting,
if you needed to fill that 35 minutes, you got the right topic to add him.
As soon as Baron Corbin's music hits, it's such good music. It's great. You can't deny it. As soon as it hits, though, the whole arena goes like, what the – this guy?
Oh my God.
Like, yes, that guy. He's fantastic.
I feel like you're drunk. Are
you
drunk
what?
Right now? I feel like you're drunk.
No.
Adam, did you have his Colts jersey?
No, what?
No, I know where this
I
is going.
I think Adam has his Colts jersey.
Listen to me. As soon as that guy hits the ramp, like it's magical. You know why WWE likes Baron Corbin? Because he elicits a response. Like, straight up, everyone's like, this guy's terrible. They want you to think that guy's terrible when that guy is literally fantastic. He does nothing but talk trash about everybody. And I was a huge
Baron Corbin fan when he had the Goro haircut in NXT. There, I said it. I was a huge Baron Corbin fan in NXT. End of Days was one of my favorite moves. Loved
you know,
the haircut.
It was like, man.
The Deep Six is a beast. He's awesome right now. Can I?
All right, I'll give Adam the props for that. The Deep Six is probably the nicest looking move in WWE.
Can I interject real quick? I have to agree with George. I'm sorry, Adam. I was a huge Baron Corbin fan in NXT. His stuff with Samoa Joe was awesome. Be quiet. There was I forget when NXT was touring the music festivals. They did a whole thing. They did a program with Corey Taylor of Slipknot, and I think Corey Taylor punched him in the face. I thought that was awesome. And the whole like Baron Corbin was finishing his matches in such succession and so quickly that the crowd was counting down the seconds until he won. But
wait. Before we continue, George has something to say about that. That can help extending those seconds.
Let me tell you something. You want to extend your seconds? Ha! Do I have something for you? Because now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in place. So listen up, especially you, Jared, because I know you need this. BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. BlueChew.com brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredient as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night. Maybe you cheated on the draft. Maybe you're not. Even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever the opportunity arrives. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So in a non-in-person doctor visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. And Adam, you know about awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we got a special deal for our listeners, so visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the special code WPP. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code WPP to try it free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the network. BlueChew.com. Take it now.
That was beautiful.
You're so good
you
at
like
that.
That?
Maybe you should do that more often than giving us your opinion on WWE wrestling. Maybe you should give your opinion on that more than the product. I'm just saying. Casual fan.
Are you done now? I'm sorry. I was chewing my BlueChew.com because I am on my way to meet with your girlfriend. There you go.
What girlfriend, bro? I'm single as hell. But anyway, leave Baron Corbin alone. But something you don't know about me, and Jared and I have talked about this offline. Jared, Don't disappoint me now, brother. Who's
okay.
my favorite wrestler in the business right now?
Baron Corbin.
You're lying.
Who's your favorite wrestler in the business right now?
Right now. We've had this discussion.
Okay.
Seth freaking Rollins. This main
Seth
event
Rollins.
Is...
Who's your favorite wrestler in the
this...
business right now?
Jared, don't lie.
Right
now. We've had this discussion. Okay.
Seth Rollins.
Seth
Rollins.
This main event
Seth Rollins.
Is... Who's your favorite wrestler in the
this...
business right now?
Jared, don't lie.
Right now.
What,
Seth
Rollins.
Man, he got him on
amazing.
Repeat.
Seth Rollins.
Yeah, he got me on repeat.
Right now. Jared, don't
are we done here? Seth Rollins, fantastic. This Stomping Ground main event is like everything I watch for. It's everything.
Don't you guys feel that it's a missed opportunity to have a pay-per-view called Stomping Grounds when we have somebody with a curb stomp finisher and not have him on the poster? Doesn't that feel kind of weird? Isn't he the champion?
I mean,
shouldn't he be the face? Did I miss something with Roman Reigns is the champion now? Is this what's happening here?
Okay, that's fair. That's absolutely fair. But I'm telling you, Seth Rollins and Baron Corbin, that main event's going to be fire. It's hot fire. It's absolutely hot fire. Both of those guys, they're great. I'm telling you. Fantastic.
Crab, who's your favorite wrestler in the business right now? Did we lose the Crab?
Think Crab. We lost the
wow.
Crab?
Do you see what happens when you start discussing Baron Corbin? People walk out of the seats the same way people were not.
Can you hear?
Walk out
can
of the
you guys
show.
Hear me?
Yeah. What did you do, Jared? Jared and Adam, what did you do? What did you
can
just
you
do
me?
Right now?
What?
Yeah,
I
we
just said
you. We don't care about you, Jared. We don't care about you, Jared.
No, matter. Because I was getting. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. It sounds like somebody's flushing the toilet.
Sorry,
are you calling us from the latrine?
I'm not. I'm in my room, brother.
Right. You know what? You call the bathroom whatever you want. I'm glad you've come to grips with it. But are we done
whatever.
With the no, whole...
None of us are the people in the league who are in the bathroom, so...
All right. So I want, this is a two-folder. One, who's the special guest referee and who's winning the match? And I will let Adam, because he is the biggest Baron Corbin fan to ever exist in the history
Whoa.
Of this freaking universe. Who do you think
Deep
it is
six.
And why?
Deep six. Okay, so I'll tell you what. As I just said, Seth Rollins is currently my favorite wrestler in the roster.
Okay.
With that being said, Seth Rollins is going to win. I love this match because my two favorite guys going heads up. Whatever. I love it. Seth Rollins is going to win. Special guest referee? I honestly don't know. Let's give my other guy Elias some burn. I mean, why not?
They're bringing Moxley back.
You want to give Elias something to do? That's so nice of you.
Yeah, dude. Like I said, man, not giving Elias opportunities. I want to see him wrestle, not play a guitar. Whatever. What?
All right. So who's next? Who's next on the docket? I need George's opinion on this because I know George has something spicy to say. Because George always has something
yeah,
spicy
Corey
to
Gray.
Say.
Well, hold on. I think it's obvious this is a transitional match. Let's get you to a big one of the big fours. Let's give you an opponent that nobody cares whether it's just nobody cares. I mean, there's no other around there. Yeah, I appreciate the efforts Corbin brings and what he's trying to do, but nobody cares. I don't care. Only Adam cares. I don't even think – see, Corbin sucks so much that whenever he goes against somebody that's actually kind of good, even Adam stops rooting for him. So what does that say about him? Nothing. As far as the special guest referee, I mean, it's probably going to be a wild card, you know, that has nothing to do with the match to begin with because that's what they're doing now. I'm not invested. I'm not invested. I'm a casual fan. I'm just a casual fan. I'm not invested. I don't care.
Thanks. That was really informative. I'm glad you spent some time with us tonight, George.
Oh,
Jared, what do you have to say?
I've heard some rumblings on the internet that Brock Lesnar could be the special referee at Stomping Grounds, but
stop it! No, stop! I'm done here.
that's what I heard. I'm looking at Forbes magazine right now. As I'm pulling it up right now, Forbes says three candidates to be special referee at Stomping Grounds. Forbes has Bobby Lashley, Sheamus, and
isn't that guy hurt? Like his career possibly over?
Yes.
Okay, just make
Bobby Lashley, Sheamus, and then Brock.
Yo,
those are Forbes magazine's three choices.
To be fair,
Brad, can I do a little fantasy?
I can see Sheamus coming back.
You know what should have happened? There should have been a Sheamus Drew McIntyre match in WrestleMania a long time ago. Loser loses his accent.
What are you talking? Who are you? Like what are you talking about? Do you get all excited when Alexa Bliss comes out to you? Like goddess? Oh my god! Like in Mandy Rose? Is that your name?
Shut your whore mouth,
Adam.
When it comes to Alexa Bliss, when it comes to Mandy Rose, you shut your whore mouth.
I mean,
if you don't get excited when Alexa Bliss comes out, boy, do I have news for you. BLUE, BlueChew.com.
Keep it going. No, this is great.
No, right. I don't think they cover it that much. So they get two. They got this.
Yeah, Blue Chew can only do so much for you. It cannot make you find attractive women attractive. Like, that's where it's wrong.
No. My point is, George is so much Corey Graves. Like, it's like, man, come on, bro. Like, George,
Jorge
remember
Graves.
When you were cool? Do you remember when you were cool, George?
Don't talk about George that way. George is fantastic.
I love George.
Yeah, so don't talk about George that way. That's unnecessary. What's the matter with you?
I'm sorry. I apologize. I shouldn't have said anything.
Did he leave?
All right, as long as you apologize to his face, that's what matters. Jared, who do you think is winning?
Me and George can't be in the same room.
Say that again.
Jared, who do you think is winning this match?
Seth Rollins, Baron Corbin.
I mean, that's literally the only match on this card we've spoken about. So
yeah.
Wow.
I'll say Rollins retains the title. Whatever happens, disqualification, I don't know, but I think he comes out of Tacoma with the belt.
Tacoma, Washington. It's such a weird place to have a pay-per-view. But I also
I heard they're having such a lot of trouble selling tickets for this, too.
They are.
You know why?
Because
Baron Corbin is in the main event. Because you have five guys in the world who could be liable candidates to be challenging for the Universal title fighting for the United States. Why? United States contendership. Why? Crap. Can we talk about that? I'm just a casual fan.
All right.
False. You leave Baron Corbin alone.
There is somebody that Jared didn't mention who I think might end up being the special guest referee. And I've been reading on the internet that it could be Bray Wyatt, and they could really play up the harm in like the two gloves he's got going. Like one of them is a face glove, one of them is a heel glove. And I also read something today about Bray Wyatt that's really cool, but unfortunately we can't really get to it at this point because there are other things that we need to get to. But I do think Bray Wyatt would be an interesting special guest referee for this match. But that being said, unless they think Baron Corbin draws in ratings, and Adam, cover your ears when I say this, he doesn't. Seth Rollins is going to retain the Universal Championship. Moving down the list, the match that I think should main event the pay-per-view,
because it's been a while since the WWE Championship has main evented a pay-per-view. Kofi Kingston, Dolph Ziggler, inside of a steel cage. And I know Jared is a big Dolph Ziggler guy. I know he watches him on Fox and Friends whenever he's on that show, and it is fairly often.
Oh, all the time.
So, Jared, what do you think about Dolph Ziggler and Kofi Kingston?
I like that they're giving Kofi a nice run with the belt, and I hope it continues.
You would like that. You would like that.
George, be quiet. I was a big Ziggler the Wrestler fan for a while. When he cashed in on Del Rio years ago, I was so excited. But he's always been one of those guys where, you know, it didn't really go anywhere. That world title run didn't go anywhere. He had a WWE title match with CM Punk that also didn't really do anything for him. But I think this match is going to be used. I think Kofi comes out of Stomping Grounds with the belt. But I think they're going to use it to set something else up for SummerSlam.
Okay.
Wasn't he only coming back because he had a comedy tour in those towns? Wasn't that what was happening? He came back because he had a couple comedy dates along the same places that WWE was showing him on the show? Wasn't that what Ziggler's back?
Yes.
Or is he back full time?
I think they're letting them kind of go back and forth. Don't quote me on that. I'm not sure.
I'm going to quote you on that.
But,
piece of garbage.
Can I be the one to say that the wrong New Day member won the title? Love Kofi. I know he's been in the industry for a very long time. But if anybody needs to be holding that belt right now, it should have been Big E. And they should have got it behind him. They should have put it on him. If anybody was going to be that person that was going to go down in history, because let's face it, if Razor Ramon didn't win the big belt, Kofi Kingston shouldn't be winning the big belt. But I said it, put it out.
In the old NXT days, even before WWE Network, I used to watch it on Hulu, and Big E was the first NXT champion that I saw. And he was, like, the crowd was very into his gimmick. He had a rivalry with, I don't want to call it a rivalry, but he had a brief program. He had a program with Bo Dallas. And, you know, the crowd was very into Big E as NXT champion, as much as I can recall. And I thought that when Big E was out, when they had Kevin Owens as the new member of the New Day, I thought that Big E was going to come back and turn heel. And that would set up something with Big E against Kofi, but that wasn't to be.
All right, Adam, what do you think about this? You've been awfully quiet for too long, and I think you're either passed out on your bed drunk, or you just don't have anything to contribute if it's not Baron Corbin.
No. Yeah, we're past Baron Corbin, so my knowledge is null and void. Anyway, I'm conflicted. That's the thing. I love Kofi. I love Dolph. I love them both. Like, guys do really good work. I think Kofi wins that match and remains your WWE champion simply because I think they're waiting for something else to strike hot before they take it from him. Like, I don't know who. I don't know what they're thinking on the blue brand, but maybe there's somebody that they're just waiting for. Like, remember how Kofi won the title? It was just, like, no one thought that it was a thing until he was put in that situation and he just struck hot. Like, who else can you give that title to at that point? He was just so hot. I think they're waiting for another guy to lightning in a bottle. I just think they're waiting for that. So I think Kofi wins, but only because they don't have anything else. I love Dolph.
This is my fear. This is my fear for WWE. That Kofi loses the belt to Shane McMahon and Roman or Brock somehow ends up with that belt by October when SmackDown moves to Fox on Friday night. That scares
the crap out of me that Shane McMahon is going to somehow hold the WWE Championship. And because he's the boss's kid, he's going to be built up as a legitimate threat, and I'm going to throw up. But that being said, we're talking about this Sunday. We're talking this. Kofi wins in the steel cage. By the way, it's a steel cage match. So, you know, that's always fun.
I wish we could do a little fantasy booking.
All right. Go ahead and book your fantasy, George.
To Jared's point, imagine this. Just picture this. Big E comes back. Big E turns heel. He reunites with Ziggler. Gets the belt. Ziggler wins the belt. But guess what? Now we're going to take this to the next major pay-per-view, the next event. Now we're going to have another heel. We're going to have a rematch of a storyline from a long time ago where we have Ziggler versus Big E. Now Big E has the belt. Lesnar still has not cashed. I've always felt like Lesnar should have, now that he has the opportunity to really hold the WWE Championship, go back to SmackDown, which was his show, Ruthless Aggression, Best Era. I'm just a casual fan, but that was his best show. Now, let me ask you this, Jared, and you tell me what you think. You put Kofi next to Lesnar. Is that believable? Now you put Big E against Lesnar. Now that's a match I want to see. That's a match that would pique my interest.
You want to know what else would help pique your interest? BlueChew.com will help George peak.
Boom.
All right. All right, now, ladies. Becky Lynch, Lacey Evans, Raw Women's Championship. If Becky wins this match, who else does she fight? She's literally ran through the entire women's division.
The man wins.
It's you
fantastic.
Think Becky wins?
I love it.
Okay, does she fight after this? She's killed everybody on the roster unless Sasha comes back, beats the crap out of Becky, and we have Sasha v. Becky at SummerSlam. That's the only thing I can think of.
Has she ever destroyed Alexa?
Just
Alexa's fighting Bayley for the SmackDown title.
Well,
we're
talking about after.
Yeah, which she's going to do.
No, I don't think Alexa's going to do something with Nikki Cross. She does anything with what's it called?
Becky Lynch wins. Like her steam as the man, yeah, it's slowed down a little bit, but no, everyone still loves her. Like Becky Lynch wins. That'd be suicide not to have her win. That's ridiculous. Becky Lynch over Lacey Evans. Don't be surprised if we get a little Miss Charlotte Flair action in that match again. It's going to be the most annoying thing ever, but I'm with it. I think they're trying to like do this whole thing like, oh, Becky Lynch is great, but her old best friend is just annoying the heck out of her every chance you get. So that's what I think is happening. But Becky Lynch wins.
George, are you peaked yet? You good to go? You got an opinion on this?
I picked twice already, brother, and I'm about to pop a third.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to pick some more times tonight.
All right.
That's what the people at BlueChew.com
like to hear.
Well, I will say, though, that I probably will be taking a few minutes to chew on that Blue Chew prior to this match. I do love Becky.
Oh, my God.
But with that being said, this is another one of those matches where I'm just not engaged. I think this is killing this team. You know, the beautiful thing about back in the day, what kept this team of Austin versus The Rock going is that they kept going at each other. And they had some fillers in between, but every one of those fillers was a top guy. The Undertaker was one of the fillers. You know, Mankind in his three incarnations was filler at some point. You know, Triple H was filler in between. Why are we putting the hottest thing the WWE had going into WrestleMania, who really should still be going against, you know, the four horsewomen should have, you know, colluded a long time ago in all shapes of forms. There should be something against Charlotte going against something. It's just Lacey Evans. Are you fucking kidding me? Lacey Evans.
What?
I'm not engaged. I don't care. I don't care.
What's wrong with Lacey Evans?
What's wrong with Lacey Evans is that she's a worse Charlotte. She'd be an incredible face if they just let her tell her life story she, like Adam, served our country with pride. Single mom, parents were drug addicts. She overcame a horrible childhood. She's awesome,
bro.
And they give
that's,
her this.
That's,
wait,
that's
is that true?
That's my girl.
Yeah,
I mean, Lacey Evans corner 100% of the way.
I like to change my vote. I want Lacey Evans to go over. Bring
there
boom, Lacey
go.
Over. Boom, Lacey
there
over.
You go.
May
no.
I interject?
Lacey over.
What more could you contribute? This isn't about pudding. This isn't about second
place. I haven't mentioned anything about this match yet.
Hashtag 45 minutes.
Anyway, I think it makes sense for Lacey to go over and win the title because I love Becky as much as anybody, but I think she's done all she can really do. And I think it makes more sense for a babyface Becky to chase the heel going into the summer and leading into another SummerSlam, leading into a match at SummerSlam. You can throw somebody else in there if you want. What?
Aren't you tired of that? We had babyface Becky doing that for years, a few years ago. Like, I'm tired of seeing Becky. Like, that's just boring. She's lovable. And she's, like, got this whole, like, I don't know what to say, but, like, she had this whole, like, sick puppy dog thing about her.
But,
like, oh, my God,
right,
I got to go back to Becky. I'm tired
of
that,
how much
man.
More?
Like,
well, how much more can they do? Because, obviously, from how Lacey Evans was being booked, and I think they have – it seems pretty evident that Vince has big plans for her. And, like, if you looked at the Raw after Mania, how when she confronted Becky, it's not like Becky completely squashed her in the fight. That was a pretty equal fight. So I just think they have a lot of big plans for Lacey moving forward, and it doesn't make sense to not have her come up with the belt.
I don't disagree, but we're going to have to do this like I did in week 16. We're just going to have to run the table with these last few matches because we're running out of time. We've had such a great time doing this. We're almost out of time, so I'm going to need quick analysis on the Bayley Alexa Bliss match. Who do we got?
Bayley, because Alexa Bliss isn't on SmackDown. That's the only reason why. I'm done.
I hope you're right, man. I absolutely hope you are right. Alexa Bliss doesn't need a championship. Bayley's finally starting to get some steam back. You want to talk about sick puppy dog bull when it comes to women's wrestlers. Bayley was doing the same thing for years. And on top of that, she was Sasha's side piece. So now that Sasha's gone, she might come back here, cost Becky something or other, but that's something else for a different time. I think Bayley does win. Jared, what do you got for me?
I think Bayley wins too, but I'd like to see another dynamic to Bayley's character, and I've been saying it for years. But I don't know. I'd like to see a heel turn of some or some heel-ish tendencies. I don't know. But, you know, I digress. But I think Bayley wins.
All right, George, is this something that piques your interest?
No, not for wrestling reasons. I don't care.
All right. You can wrestle with the plot later on your own time. Samoa Joe gets Ricochet, and Ricochet's first ever one-on-one championship opportunity on the main roster. I think Ricochet loses because Samoa Joe, with that title, has the potential to make the United States Championship incredibly relevant again. It needed a monster like Joe to just beat people left and right for this championship. I love Ricochet. I think he's fantastic. He's dating Casey Catanzaro, which, you know, puts an A-plus in my book. But Samoa Joe needs to stay with this United States Championship as long as he possibly can.
Agreed. And that's, Samoa Joe for the W, but only because they're going to build on Ricochet versus Samoa Joe, and they need to. They need to use Ricochet the right way. I'm so happy for it, but Samoa Joe.
Anybody else back there? Anybody else available and ready? Ready, willing, and game? Anybody?
I think this is
Adam on a Friday.
Match of the night. Anyway, I think this is a
good
match of the night.
You would think Ricochet versus Samoa Joe would think not match of the night, Jared. But you want to know what's going to happen? Squash. You know why?
He's such a heel.
Squash.
He's such a heel.
I wish you had to get back
right
to hitting
now.
Up that Blue Chew. Jared, what do you got for me? We're on that 5-minute mark. We're on that 5-minute hustle. Like Kravitz, week 16 on the back of CJ Anderson and Damian League winner Williams.
I'm hanging up. I hate you. No.
Oh, man. I love me more than you hate me. You can't do that.
I think it's probably going to be the best match of the evening. I think Joe goes over, and I agree that it's a good chance to make the U.S. title relevant. He needs to hold it for a good long time.
Tony Nese, the Long Island Create a Pro product, defends his Cruiserweight Championship against a Jewish guy and an Asian guy. It sounds like a really bad joke, but this is what we have as our Cruiserweight Championship match. I don't care enough about this match to make a prediction. I'm going to say Tony Nese because reasons.
Bro.
I don't know.
Bro, Tony Nese, he's a New Yorker. Let's go. Let's do this. Tony Nese, let's go. Reppin'
Tony
New York. Let's.
All right.
Yeah,
Jared,
whatever.
Who do
he's
you have in this?
I got Tony Nese.
Incredible. I appreciate
George
it.
George is drunk.
Yeah. George is off in his own little world. We are about
the
South Shore Radio Show, by the way. If you want to call in and comment
this
on
the
pay-per-view,
716-694-4126.
George, what's the match?
This is the match. And I'll tell you why this is the match, Trav. Because 205 Live has been criminally underrated and criminally underlooked. And luckily for some of our fans, we're going to be giving them a nice deep dive into the content that some other podcasts might charge you on Patreon to talk about. So we're not going to ask you to sign up and give us your money with a funny nickname, such as Stone Cold Steve Ballsack or Giant Penis Gonzalez, shout out Blue Chew. We're just going to give you the content. We're going to talk about NXT. We're going to talk about 205 Live. We're going to talk about Dinner for Three. We're going to give you what other people want to they'll give you, but they'll charge you for. This is the match, Kraven. You know why this is the match? Because
George
205 Live
so.
Might be the second best show on WWE right now after NXT. There, I said it. 205, the purple brand.
I just gave you
level.
That Stone Cold comp, and you completely blew me over on that. I just said that's the bottom line because George said so. It doesn't get any better than that. Am I wrong? No. Didn't think so. Daniel Bryan and Rowan going up against Heavy Machinery. Nobody cares about this match.
Negative.
So we got to talk about this? No, I didn't think so. Big E and Xavier Woods going up against KO and Sami Zayn. I think KO and Sami Zayn win this match because they desperately need a win. Other than that, I don't have any interest in this match. Any of the three of you do?
Nope. I hope they do win, but I don't care.
Anybody?
Don't we have two former NXT heavyweight champions in this match?
Yes,
we do.
We got that
well,
Big E Langston.
There you
we
go. You
three.
Asked the question.
We have three.
We have three.
KO,
of them.
We got Sami
three
Zayn.
Of them.
Yeah, we got KO. We got Sami Zayn. And we got Big E.
Wow. Dude, did you forget about the
and we don't
guy,
care?
Really? Come on.
All right, so we're running out of time. That's our 90-second cue. But thank you, gentlemen, for spending Thursday evening with me. I don't know my days of the week.
Grab a drum.
If you like what you heard tonight, George sort of alluded to it before, but it's very possible that we're going to get something else cooking real soon when it comes to things that don't necessarily get the time of day that they deserve, much like Jared's genitalia. Thank you, Jared. Thank you, Adam. Thank you, George. Thank everybody for listening. You'll catch me
I'm
next
never
week
calling
at 9
again.
O'clock right here. You'll catch me on Tuesday nights on
week.
Billy and the Crab. We're talking all fantasy sports. We'll talk about the NBA draft. We'll talk about Drew McIntyre's quads. See you then.
Have a blessed evening.